Okay, welcome. First Enrique. We have the Pablo has his dreams, and Joseph comes and interprets them. And after his interpretation, so Joseph tells him that you have to appoint a person to be in charge of Mitzrayim. So what is going on there? And the Meshech Chachmah asks another question. Why do we need the dreams of the cow? If the main part of the dream is that there's going to be a famine, I mean, there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, so the wheat is enough for that. So he points you, he says, Ayin Ramban, the Ramban is a nice mahalach to explain that the two of them go together, the animal pulls the cart that plows and sows and everything else, and they're all in it together, which is a nice idea as well. But the Meshech Chachmah sees another message from the inclusion of the cow in this story. And for that, it refers you to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us that Alexander the Great wanted to see what another country was doing for justice, how their court of justice worked. So he went to watch another ruler in sitting in a trial, being the judge. And the other ruler was sitting there. What was the case? One person, Reuven, sold Shimon a garbage dump. Great. But they discover, Shimon discovers in the garbage dump, treasure, very treasure. So they have a machloket, Reuven and Shimon, was the treasure part of the deal? Meaning, when I sold you the garbage dump, do I sell you everything in it? Yeah, because we stomach it's garbage. But if you find treasure in it, I didn't sell you that. Or am I agreeing, yeah, whatever you find, you're probably not going to find treasure. If you do find treasure, it's yours. Okay? That's the machloket they have. So this king came up with a very, this ruler came up with a very creative solution. What was his solution? You have a single kid. You have a single kid. Let them get married. Give them the treasure. Both households benefit from the treasure. And seeing this, Alexander the Great laughed. He laughed. So the ruler says to him, "Why? What would you do?" He says, "Very simple. Kill this guy. Kill that guy. Take the treasure for myself." So the ruler says to him, "Tell me, does the sun shine in your kingdom? Is there rain? Do you get rain?" And he said, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, do you have animals?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, you know, lucky for you, you have animals to make the sun shine and the rain fall in your kingdom." And that's the end of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. So the Meshech Chachmah says, what's the story here? Hashem gives us, makes the world go round based on our chasadim and everything we're doing, and Hashem gives us what we need, our needs, based on us doing what's proper. Alexander the Great clearly was lacking yashrus. He was lacking justice. He wasn't doing what was proper. And therefore, yes, Hashem might have given him sun and rain, but he was only getting it. Why? Because Hashem was chas on the poor animals that were in his kingdom. Hashem wanted to make sure that nothing happened to those animals, because the animals didn't deserve a punishment there. Those animals were free of the crimes that Alexander the Great had committed. And therefore, Alexander the Great was lucky he had animals, and therefore he was able to get the benefits of Hashem giving him the brachos that he needed to go on and survive. Says the Meshech Chachmah, that's the message that Yosef is telling Paro. Paro, you had a dream about wheat. The wheat dream is about famine, and the wheat dream is about years of plenty and then famine. But you also got the cow dream. Why do you have the cow dream? Because it's because of cows that you are going to have the 7 years of plenty first. And it's because of the cows that Hashem is giving you this message so you could do something about it, so you could plan ahead. And therefore, maybe you should make sure in those 7 years, not only are you going to store up food, but you're going to solve this problem. Solve this problem that it shouldn't just be the cows. There should be justice for all. There should be justice for all the people of Mitzrayim. Because what was Paro? Paro treated himself like a deity. And therefore, if I'm busy acting like a deity, I'm above the affairs of people. So you know who he's leaving it to? to layers and layers of government ministers and bureaucrats, and with no checks and balances and nobody to look over them, nobody for the king to say, hey, you're out of line. So therefore, there's major corruption as well. And therefore, there were terrible things going on in Mitzrayim, and Yosef experienced one of those things firsthand. A minister, a government minister, his wife accused Yosef. And what did he do? He just had him languish in prison for many years, without trial, no end in sight, only because something happened to mention Yosef, and Yosef got out of it. That wasn't fair. Where was the justice for Yosef? There was none. And you know why there was none? Because Paro didn't handle affairs of state. Paro was too busy acting like a deity. I could deal with people problems. I have to deal with God problems. And therefore, terrible events were occurring as a part of daily life in Mitzrayim. So Yosef says to Paro, you know what you have to do? V'atayre Paro ish navon v'chacham shetel eretz Mitzrayim. Put a person, an ish, in charge of Mitzrayim. No one acting like a deity. Put that person in charge. And therefore, he's going to act properly. Because if there is something wrong, it's going to come back to him. If he's doing something wrong, the complaints are going to come back to him. He's going to hear about it. Everybody's going to hear about it. Everyone's going to know he's the person doing something wrong. That system of reporting and checks and balances didn't exist in Mitzrayim. It says in Eshet Chachma, because Yosef was the one appointed this position, that put him in the position to do what he did to the brothers. And specifically, what charges did he say the brothers had? That they were spies, because that was a crime against the state. And therefore, as the person in charge of this role in Mitzrayim, he was able to be the one to handle their punishment. He, without anyone else interfering. Meaning, in order to be able to do what, let's say, Potiphar did to him, that wouldn't be possible now based on some kind of crime like that. It had to be a crime against the state because these checks and balances, these rules were in place. What happened to him with Potiphar wouldn't have happened to a regular peasant. It was only because that person was in power. And Yosef is saying to Paro, you need to make sure that you are being fair to all the people of Mitzrayim. You have to make sure that Asita Yashar V'Atov is what's happening in Mitzrayim. And therefore, Hashem gave you the dream of the cows as well. Because yes, I'm going to save you. I'm going to give you food. But it's not for your sake. It's for the sake of the animals. Because you right now, the people of Mitzrayim, you are not deserving of being saved. And Yosef is saying that's the Musa of the dream. The Musa of the dream, Paro, is you have to fix that. And so, okay, so you might say this is just a message for leaders and leadership, that they have to make sure that they're doing what is proper, so that we're not only safe for animals' sake, for the sake of others, but I think it's a message for all of us. You know, maybe because, you know, if something bad happens to you, Chas V'Shalom, so you don't live in a vacuum. If something bad happens to you, your parents are going to be sad, your siblings are going to be sad, your chavrut is going to be sad, your friends are going to be sad, so therefore something bad shouldn't happen to you. But no, we have to work on making sure that we ourselves are worthy of Hashem's brachos. Meaning, we shouldn't only be getting Hashem's brachos because of the tzidkus and the schluyot of others, but we have to make sure it's because of our own actions and those around us, that we are making sure that everything that we are responsible for happens in the proper way of Asita Yashar V'Atov.